The Surprise by The Shiny Lizard, a Star Wars The Clone Wars fanfic. This features the relationships Cody / Obi-Wan and 212th Attack Battalion / Obi-Wan Kenobi. Summary: Obi-Wan had a surprise for his men. They just got back from shore leave on Coruscant, and their general had told them he had a present for them. No one saw him come in with anything. He had brought them interesting presents before. One time he brought them big tubs of ice cream. Chris was hoping for more ice cream. He loved it. Cody was hoping Obi-Wan would be on time. It was getting closer and closer to their scheduled departure, and normally Hit Share was quite punctual. Eventually, a shuttle arrived, and Obi-Wan stepped off, wearing a big grin. He wasn't carrying anything, though. So Cody heard a few groans. He knew how many brothers were hoping for more ice cream. "You said you had something for us?" Cody asked, curious. Obi-Wan's grin widened. "I'll show everyone later, when we're getting ready for bed." Cody nodded his head, still wondering what Obi-Wan meant. Maybe he had grabbed a holo for them. But that didn't make sense, and Obi-Wan looked too happy for it to be a simple holo. No, there was something more. The officers followed their general to the bridge, giving him updates on the status of the ship. They were ready for departure. The rest of the day went as expected, with an undercurrent of anticipation as the officers were eager for bedtime. Their lover had something special for them. Obi-Wan had stopped sleeping in his quarters months ago. Nowadays, they were used more for meetings and work. The officers' barracks were not conducive to getting work done, but they were perfect for getting their Shari to sleep. It had started with Cody confessing his feelings for Obi-Wan and continued on from there. These days, Obi-Wan slept with all of them. He was theirs. He belonged to the 212th. Cody had asked him the other day about staying the Rotaruk once the war was over and possibly finding a place for them, all of them, to be together. Obi-Wan had agreed to the idea, kissing all of them in delight. They were in the barracks, stripping off their armor, and Obi-Wan was speaking with Waxer and Boyle, laughing as Waxer and Boyle shared a humorous tale from their shore leave. Cody and Obi-Wan had spent the first 2 days together, but the last two he spent with his brothers. He had no idea what Obi-Wan might have to surprise them with. Cody was pulling off his greaves when he looked up and saw Obi-Wan bare-chested. The sight always brought a smile to his lips. But this time, there was something new. Something different. There was a stripe of gold around Obi-Wan's arm. Cody craned his head and looked at the black lines inside the gold, and his heart nearly stopped. There, in large, bold, black numbers, was 212th. Above the stripe were three gold lines, like the ones on Cody's chest plate. The sunburst. Obi-Wan had marked himself. He had gotten a tattoo stating that he belonged to them. Cody's heart suddenly started to hammer. He dropped his greaves into the pile, ignoring how he hadn't actually finished removing his armor, and made his way to Obi-Wan. The room was silent as every single one of them noticed the stripe of gold and the large black numbers. "Share," Cody said, hand inches away from touching the mark. "Yes, my dear," Obi-Wan asked, brow raised and lips quirked up at the corners in a faux innocent smirk. "May I?" Cody asked, gesturing at the mark. "Of course, my dear. I got it for all of you," Obi-Wan said. Heart hammering in his chest, Cody brushed two fingers over the letters, entranced by that blank ink and all that it meant. It was a simple tattoo, and yet it told so much. They were made for the Jedi. They belonged to them. And yet Obi-Wan had marked himself as belonging to them. He belonged to the 212th. No one could question it now. Obi-Wan had put it on his body. "You asked if we could save the Rotaruk after the war, and I thought I didn't want to wait that long for others to know," Obi-Wan said, voice wavering. "I wanted people to know about us, that I'm serious about staying with all of you. I would leave the order if you asked me to." There was a collective gasp in the room. Cody let out a heavy breath after. He cupped Obi-Wan's cheeks and noticed the tears gathering at the corners. "We would never ask you to do anything you don't want to do, Share," Cody said. He caught Obi-Wan's lips in a brief kiss and stepped aside to let his Vade see the tattoo. Waxer and Boyle came forward, and they kissed the mark, waiting on their turn to pull Obi-Wan into a kiss, too. Every single officer kissed it, worshipping the mark that Obi-Wan did for them. "You like it?" Obi-Wan asked. "I love it," Cody said. "Better than ice cream," Chris whispered. "Well, I'm happy to hear that it's better than ice cream," Obi-Wan chuckled, eyes sparkling once more. That wasn't the only mark. Another gold stripe ran down from Obi-Wan's side and dipped under his leggings. It teased Cody, making him wonder how far it went. "Sir?" he asked, brushing his fingers over the mark and then dipping them under the leggings. A shiver ran through Obi-Wan, and he let out a soft whimpering noise. "How far does it go?" Cody asked. Obi-Wan's hands went to his leggings, and he pushed them down.